With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House says federal agents will be on patrol 24/7 in Washington. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
The number of National Guard troops in the nation's capital is ramping up, while federal law enforcement officials will be on the streets around the clock.
National Guards and them coming here, I mean, that's a little too much.
Some D.C. residents like Gerard Tyre say it's not needed.
I feel safe walking through the city each and every day.
I'm a little fearful now.
Sheena Taylor.
Especially because I'm African American. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I can get pulled over in my car. Everything's legit. But I still don't know how that interaction will work out for me.
I've lived here 15 years and have never been a victim of a crime, never seen a crime.
Tom Power, who is white, notes crime rates have been declining. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Well, a major powwow coming up Friday in Alaska as Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin hold talks on the war in Ukraine. Defense expert Benjamin Jensen at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says meeting on a military base works really well for both of those leaders.
We have someone like Vladimir Putin, who is widely condemned as an international criminal, coming to the United States, which is usually seen as an important diplomatic gesture, to meet with President Trump at a U.S. military base. So from a Russian optic, they still like to claim in a lot of their propaganda that Alaska's part of Russia. So this is a win-win for Putin, signaling his nationalists. And frankly, for President Trump, it's a great way for him to show American military strength while also isolating the ability of the public or others to intervene with what he probably hopes is a productive dialogue.
A family of three has been killed when a tree fell on their car during heavy rain and flooding in Tennessee. And a search is ongoing for a man who walked in through a flooded road and hasn't been seen since. This is SRN News. British police keep investigating a certain pro-life activist.
Isabel Vaughan Spruce prays silently outside of abortion clinics in the UK, but that is now illegal under a sweeping new abortion law, and police are investigating her. This is the same Isabel Vaughan Spruce who has been arrested before and been given a financial settlement for wrongful arrest. Pro-life advocates say the new anti-prayer law is a violation of their religious freedom and are preparing for a long court battle to prove it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S., Syrian, and Jordanian officials vowing to work together toward a permanent ceasefire in a southern Syrian region racked by deadly sectarian violence last month. Those clashes are between government forces and local Bedouin tribesmen on one side and fighters on the country's Druze minority who are fighting on the other side. This is SRN News. A major movement this week as Mexico sending 26 high-ranking cartel figures to the United States. We have more on the story from correspondent Donna Warder.
They were put on planes Tuesday after the U.S. Justice Department agreed not to seek the death penalty against any of them or any cartel leaders and members sent to the U.S. in February. Included in the latest deal is Abigail Gonzalez Valencia, a leader of Los Queenies, a group aligned with the notorious Jalisco New Generation Cartel. Late last month, President Trump agreed to delay threatened 30% tariffs for another 90 days to allow for negotiations. Donna Warder, Washington.
It is the latest move in a series of major deals with the Trump administration. U.S. stocks rising after a rally spurred by hopes for lower U.S. interest rates. The Dow was up 1%. More details at srnnews.com.